Today's daf is Mem Aleph. We're going to start back on Mem Amud Bet at the Braita that we started yesterday. I just want to review what we're up to. We had the drasha par zeh par Yom Kippurim. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak said, what does that mean? Right? Remember, this is in the context of the pasuk in the middle of Parhelim Devar Shel Tzibur, which had all the repetition that we darshened. Va'asala par kasher asala par chatat. So what's that first part doing there? Since we already know, we're obviously talking about the Parhelim Devar Shel Tzibur. That's to tell you that that's the par of Avodat Yom Kippurim. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak says, that means that the Parhelim Devar Shel Yom Kippurim has a din of ikuv matanot, that if you don't put all the four corners, it's not going to work, just like the Parhelim Devar Shel Tzibur. Rav Papa said, no, it's actually coming to teach you that we would know already, that they're not makeb, and he's from the Bechila Mekeper et HaKodesh, when you're Kila, then you're Mechaper et HaKodesh. Unless you do everything, which means includes the presenting of the Dam, all the presentations, you don't finish all that, you're not going to have kapara. And therefore, when it says par zeh par vadat yom kippurim, what is it coming to include? It's coming to include et dam and tefillah. Those three halachot we learned yesterday, which is if you have a wart on your finger, it's not a chatzitza. The dam has to have enough of a shear of tefillah from the beginning. And vitaval, you have to actually dip your finger and not clean out the sides, you know, and get the blood from the sides of the kli. Okay, then we brought a braita. Okay, we'll start there from about 8-9 lines down. Tani kavatei to Rav Papa. We're going to show a braita that supports him. Va'asa ka'asher asa. Ma talmud lomar. Why does it say that? Lepar lerabot par vadat yom kippurim. Lechol masha amor binyan divrei rebi. Okay, so now they're going to say, Vasaka Sherasa, Matavaloma Lapar. What does the word Lapar come to teach you? To include the par Yom Kippurim, Lecho Masha Amor Banyan. And the assumption right now, and this is why I want to go back to this, because we're going to challenge this assumption later in today's talk. The assumption right now is that this supports Rav Papa, because it says, Lecho Masha Amor Banyan, which would mean not so much the presentations, but everything, meaning the et, badam, and tefillah. Later we'll come and say what he means. If it includes everything, well, shouldn't that include the Hazaot, which means it goes against Rav Papa, who said we learned the Hazaot from the Bechila V'Chaper et HaKodesh. So right now we're going to assume, though, that this supports him. And then we started with Rabbi Yishmael yesterday, and today we're going to try to understand Rabbi Yishmael and then come back to Rav Papa. Amar Rabbi Yishmael Kavachomer. Ubman makam shalohu shveh korban l'korban. The two korbanot are different, and yet he shva ma'asim l'ma'asim, and yet the details about them are the same. Makom shishva korban l'korban. No din shishva ma'aseh l'ma'aseh. So wouldn't it be a kavachomer that if the korbanot are the same, then the details of them should be the same? Which we don't yet know what all this is. Ela matam alomar lapar. So what is this word lapar coming? Ze par helim devar shel tzibur. The word par is not coming. So until now we had par zeh par Yom Kippurim, which meant potentially two different things. Either we learn for the Hazaot or we learn et badam and tefillah. Now we're going to say this is a different approach. We don't darshan that at all. We darshan par is coming to include the Parhelim Devar Shel Tzibur, which we're going to have to understand because it's already talking about the Parhelim Devar Shel Tzibur, so what's that coming to do? Okay, so we have a lot of questions on this whole part of Rabbi Yishmael. Lapar zepar koyin mashiach, and then the second lapar is the par koyin mashiach, which again we're going to say why is this? What's the meaning of this drasha? So first the gemara started out. We did this yesterday. Amar maru mam kom shalohush vekorban lekorban. Now we're going to say what is this case? Lohush vekorban lekorban. Which korbanot are we talking about? My lohush vekorban lekorban. Ilem a par yom kippurim b'seir yom kippurim. You could say those two are the same, even though one's a par, one's a seir, but they have a very big similarity, which is. Right? We bring the blood inside. If you want to say it's the Parhelim Devar Shel Tzibur and the Seir Avodat Yom Kippurim, we keep trying to find two animals that are different. So we could take those two. Again, you can knock it out and say, they're the only ones that come for a known sin. Ela Parhelim Devar Shel Tzibur v'Seir Shel Yom Kippurim. It's actually talking about the Parhelim Devar of Tzibur and the Seir of Yom Kippurim. So we now have a par and a Seir, where we're going to say the Parhelim Devar Shel Tzibur and the Seir of Yom Kippurim are actually have similar halachot. So, and because they're the same, right, that they're different korbanot, and yet hushvu ma'asim l'ma'asim, which we talked about already, the hazaot, that they're the same, that the hazaot are the, one second, right? That the hazaot are ma'akvot. So now we're going to say v'hachi kamar. Uma. So this is how it reads. Uma b'mkom shelo hushvu korban the korban. When how are they not hushvu? Dahai par v'hai seir. One is a par, one is a seir. And yet hushvu ma'asim lema'asim lemay dekativ behu. Right, for what it's written. Makom, and therefore makom shushveh korban the korban. Dahai par v'hai par. So then what about a place where there's a par and a par? Ein odin shushvu ma'asim lema'asim. And then wouldn't you assume that when you have a par and another par, that hushvu ma'asim lema'asim, right? And we're going to say that that case, right, which now we're going to compare the par Yom HaKippurim and the par Kohen HaMashiach. Okay, so we're basically going to say, sorry, I think I didn't explain this well. The par Hadendever Shaltzi, where we're comparing to the Seir of Yom HaKippurim, I didn't stress this enough. We're not talking about the par that we've been talking about until now. We're talking about the Seir of Yom HaKippurim, are the two different ones. And from there, we're going to get to the par Yom HaKippurim and the par Kohen HaMashiach. Okay, because they're both a par. And therefore, the Kal Vachomer says is there to teach you that now we're going to learn. Okay, what are we going to learn? Right, va'ata lepar Yom Kippurim le'et bidam u'tfilah mipar Kohen HaMashiach. Okay, we're now going to say how do we learn et bidam u'tfilah not from the drasha par zevodat Yom Kippurim but from this Kal Vachomer. Okay, we're going to learn it from this Kal Vachomer that since the par Helen Dever Shel Tzibur and the Seir of Avodat Yom HaKippurim have certain similarities about them. Okay, and therefore, one second, the similarities, let's just go through the similarities. What are the similarities? They both have the seven sprinklings on the parochet, right? The Seir, you do the sprinklings on the parochet, and also they have the four hazaot in the Mizbeach HaPnimi. So since the par and the par had the Dever Shel Tzibur, you have to clarify which ones, and the Seir Avodat Yom HaKippurim are the same in terms of a lot of their details. Therefore, we're going to now say, well, let's take a par and another par and let's compare them. And therefore, we don't need par, Zavodat Yom HaKippurim, to learn out et bedam and tefillah, like Rav Papa thought. But in fact, you learn it from this Kal Vachomer. Okay? Because then we're going to take a par, it's like a par. And then we're going to do another. We're going to take it even farther. Va'ati le'si'ir Yom HaKippurim mi'si'irei avodat kochavim mi'kal v'chomer. Now we're going to say the si'ir Yom HaKippurim. We're going to learn out from the si'ir of the avodat kochavim. Okay, so now we're going to learn that what? The si'ir of the avodat kochavim, what did we learn? That, if you remember in that same pasuk, lapar, zevodat Yom HaKippurim, and then we said, it's here, let's read the pasuk. So is va'asa lapar kasher asa lapar ha-chatat. What did we darshan from chatat? That's the seir of the avodat kochavim, which means what's the seir of avodat kochavim? When the whole community goes and when the community makes a mistake regarding avodah zarah, so they bring a seir as opposed to the par halim devar shel tzibur. Right, they bring a seir in that case. So now we're going to say we're now going to learn that all these halachot also, if they all apply, let's just do it like this. If they all apply to the par, the par Kohen HaMashiach, then we have that hakesh in the pasuk, also the par Kohen HaMashiach, it's going to also apply to the par Helen Dever Shel Tzibur, it's going to also apply by way of hakesh, because it says chatat in that pasuk, to the Seir Avodat Kochavim. So now, since we know it applies to the Seir Avodat Kochavim, we're going to learn now from there that all these halachot, et bedam and tefillah, are going to also apply to the Seir of Avodat Yom HaKippurim. Okay? So that's how we get a long-winded drasha. So now the Gemara is going to question this and say, but wait a minute. We have this klal when it comes to kochim. V'chi davar halamei behekesh chozerum halamei b'kal v'chomer. You can't learn something. What did we learn out of a hekesh? The Seir Avodat Kochavim, because it says chatat, so we're going to learn what's true for the other stuff in that pasuk is going to be true for the Seir Avodat Kochavim. So that's learned out by a hekesh. Then, from a Kal Vachomer, we're going to learn from there, since Seir is like Seir, that those halachot are also going to apply to the Seir of Avodat Yom HaKippurim. But we're not allowed to learn something from a Kal Vachomer if it's only learned out by Hekesh. So they're going to question that. And then they say, Amar Papa, Kasavra Tana de Rabbi Yishmael. Rav Papa's going to explain that this Tana, who learned this Braita of Rabbi Yishmael, says, Davar HaLameh BeHakesh Chozerim HaLameh BeKapachomer. He disagrees with this klal. And he says, no, we don't have a problem. You can learn something by a hekesh and then use it for a kavachomer. So he doesn't have a problem with that. Okay, now we're going back to Lapar in this Braita. So again, we're still in this Braita of Rabbi Yishmael. And it said in the Braita, if you remember, we said we didn't understand this, Lapar ze par helim devar shel tzibur. So until now, what have we explained? We've explained the kavachomer part. Right? Then it continues to say, Lapar ze par helim devar shel tzibur. So ha b'tzibur gufei k'tiv, isn't the whole pasuk talking about the parlin devar shel tzibur? That was our question. So what's this lapar coming to include about the parlin devar shel tzibur if we already know it? Amar Rav Papa mishum debay igmure parlin devar shel tzibur bioteret u'shtei klayot l'sirei avodah kochavim u'parlin devar shel tzibur begufei lo k'tiv be'kesh ha'ate. Okay, I read a lot. Let's explain. It says like this. You needed to learn Paralim Devar Shel Tzibur. Okay, let's backtrack. If you remember, how did the Pesukim work there in Vayikra Dalet? It starts off at the Parkway and Mashiach, and it tells you all the details. And then it tells you all the details of the Paralim Devar Shel Tzibur, which are pretty similar. However, by the Paralim Devar Shel Tzibur, it just says, and you take the Chelev, and you burn them on the Mizbech. By the Parkway and the Mashiach, it says not only do you take the Chelev, but you also take these extra parts, the Yoteret, which is this part that separates like two parts of the stomach, and the Shtei Klayot, the kidneys.
They say diaphragm.
The diaphragm? Okay. The diaphragm and the Shtei Klayot, the kidneys. And what do? You burn them on the Mizbech. And it only says that by the Parkway and the Mashiach. And it doesn't say it by the par helim devar shel tzibur. So when it says par ze par helim devar shel tzibur, what's it coming to teach you? That the par helim devar shel tzibur is like the par kohen mashiach in the issue of yoteret and shtei klayot. Okay, now why? Why do we need a special limud for this? Couldn't you have just learned that par helim devar shel tzibur? We already there's a hekesh between that and the par kohen mashiach. And if there's a hekesh between the two of them, you don't need a special drasha for this. We can just say, oh, the hekesh teaches whatever's true for that is true for this. So now the reason why you need it is because, okay, let's go backwards. The very last thing they said is, we don't want it to be a davar ha-melameh behekesh, because then you'll have the issue that davar ha-melameh behekesh can't be chozer ha-melameh behekesh. In other words, this is like the this time it's chozer ha-melameh behekesh. In other words, now we're going to say last time it was that, but a davar lameh behekesh, you can't be mekish one to the other and then be mekish from there to there. So now start from the beginning. So what did we say here? Since by lagmure, we need to derive from paralim devar shel tzibur bioteru shtei klayot list sirei avodah kochavim. It says a chatat in that pasuk, which means it includes also sirei chatat the sir for the avodah zarah. So we want to learn that by the Seir for Avodah Zarah, you also need to burn the Yoteret and Shtei Klayot. How are you going to learn that? From a Hekesh, from the Parlim Devar Shel Tzibur. But if the Parlim Devar Shel Tzibur is all learned out from a Hekesh, from the Parkway and a Mashiach, we're not going to be able to do that. So, since we need to learn it out to there, U'Parlim Devar Shel Tzibur B'Gufei Lo K'tiv, it's not written there explicitly, B'Hekesh A'ate, and it's only learned by a Hekesh, therefore, it's dirich lapar. I'm just rereading what we read before. You need it for the par lemehave keman dichtiv bebegufe. The drasha lapar comes to teach you. Lapar says this is parlin devar shel tzibur. Meaning, this is as if it directly says in the pasuk that you need to burn the yoteret akaven of the shtei klayot. And then it won't be the lo lehave davar lemeh behekesh chozer lemeh behekesh. Okay, so we have a special drasha to teach it directly, so to speak. It's as if it comes directly. Then we can learn from a hekesh to there to the other case. Okay, that's the end of Rabbi Yishmael. Now we're going to go back to Tanya Kavatei de Rav Papa. Now again, what do we want to prove? Rav Papa said that et b'dam u'tvilar learned out, right? We say lapar is not coming like we just said a minute ago. Right, we basically have three options of lapar. We have lapar, ze, par, Avodat Yom Kippurim, right? That's one, which split into two. Either we say it comes to teach you that the Hazaot are Makvot. That was Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, I think. Yeah, Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Or it's going to teach you et bedam v'tfilah, those three alachot, and that's Rav Papa. Or Lapar is going to teach you ze parhel and deber shel tzibur, which was the bright of Rabbi Yishmael, and it was to teach you that the din of the yoteret and the shtei klayot, to teach you ke'ilu, it's a direct limud, and then we can learn from there to the par, the seirei avodah kochavim. So now we're going to go back to Rav Papa. Tanya kavatei de Rav Papa. Va'asa ka'asher asa. Ma tamud lomar lapar. Why does it say lapar? Lefi she'ne'emar, it says in a different pasuk. Okay, this is by the seirei Yom HaKippurim. It says, I'll read the whole pasuk. V'chiper kohen al kol adap b'nei Yisrael, v'nislach lehem kishkagahi, v'hem hiviu et korbanam yishel Hashem, v'chatatam lefnei Hashem al shigigatam. Okay, so now we're going to darshan a bunch of those words. V'hem hiviu et korbanam l'Hashem v'gomer. Chatatam, okay, at the end it said, v'chatatam lefnei Hashem al shigigatam. Chatatam elu seirei avodat kochavim. Shigigatam ze par helen deber shel tzibur. That, by the way, is the place where they make the hekesh from, right? Actually, it wasn't, right? I said it before, it was our pasuk. It's not. This is where we make the hekesh from the par helen deber shel tzibur to the seirei avodat kochavim. Ze par helen deber shel tzibur. Chatatam al shigigatam. So what does it say that? Amra Torah, chatatam, harei hilacha kishigigatam. Okay? Right? The seirei chatat are like the shkaga, that's your hekesh. Shigigatam mehecha lamadita. Oh, sorry, I made a mistake. We're going, Rav Papa, it's not the Rav Papa of the et bedam and tefillah, we're not going back to that. We're staying with the sprite of Rabbi Yishmael, my mistake. This Rav Papa is, Rav Papa said, the reason why it says, Rav Papa came to explain this bright of Rabbi Yishmael. This is Rav Papa, that it came to explain the Yoteret and the Shtei Kelayot, because we want to make a Hekesh from there to the Seirei Avodat Kochavim. So now this bright is proving that. Okay, this bright is proving that when you say Zepar, Helen Dever Shel Tzibur, the reason is because we're going to have a Hekesh from there to the Seirei Avodat Kochavim, and we don't want it to be Dabar Alameh Behekesh. So here we have it directly. So it says here, here's the Hekesh. Chatatam al shigatam. Amra Torah, chatatam arei lecha kishigigatam. Shigigatam mehecha lamadita, lo behekesha. Didn't you learn the shkaga from the hekesh? That about the yoteret and the shtei kelayot. V'chi davar alame behekesh, chozer alame behekesh. Talmud lamar lapar. Therefore, it says lapar. This teaches exactly what Rav Papa just said, right? Therefore, we have lapar to teach you zepar l'endever shel tzibur. And lapar, zepar kohen mashiach. So basically, what are we saying? In our pasuk, we're comparing the par elam deber shel tzibur to the par kohen mashiach. We're going to learn out the yoteret and the shtei klayot. And then the pasuk, chatatam al shigigatam, we're going to learn that we learn that the shkaga is our case. The chatat is the chatat, the seirei avodat kochavim. We're going to learn from the par elam deber shel tzibur to there, and it's not going to be considered devar elam v'hekesh because it's learned from a drasha. So that proved exactly what we said. Now we're going to go more in depth into this brayta. We keep kind of quoting brayta and then going in depth into that. Amar mar, chatatam elu seirei avodat kochavim. Now we're going to have the question. This is why I got confused before. Didn't we say in our own pasuk that chatat is already seirei avodat kochavim? Right? What do they say? Tepuklei mikra kama. Why don't we say right from the original pasuk we started with? Damar mar ha-chatat l'rabot seirei avodat kochavim. In other words, why do you need chatatam, the drasha, chatatam al shigatam to make the hekesh? Already in the pasuk, v'asa lapar kasher asa lapar chatat, it already mentions chatat there, which is the seirei avodat kochavim. We can already make the hekesh from that pasuk. Why do you need the hekesh from the other pasuk? Okay, basically, right, we have two hekeshim for the same thing.
What's wrong with having two proofs?
It's just unnecessary. Right, we always view the Torah as if words are
can we say
precious. We don't just waste words. And we certainly don't need a hekesh to teach something we already learned out the hekesh. So Amar Papa, it's drich. But now we're going to say, oh, maybe you do need two hekeshim. Okay, exactly. Your question, Shari, what's wrong with two? You might have thought, hanemile hazaot, diktivam begufe. You might have thought if you only have one hekesh, and it was, let's say, the first hekesh, what would you have said by our pasuk? there was a teaching you. We kept talking there about the hazaot, that the hazaot are ma'akvot, right? That you have to have all four hazaot. It's not enough just to do one, like in regular hataot chitzoniot, right? That you're doing the mizbeach hachitzon. So you might have thought, since the hazaot are mentioned explicitly in the pasuk there, again, there was a bit of a debate, are they all mentioned explicitly or only two of them? But let's just say they're mentioned in the pasuk there. You might have thought that when you do the hekesh in the first pasuk, it's only regarding the hazaot and not regarding aval yoteret u'shtei klayot, but not regarding the yoteret and the shtei klayot, dilo k'tivam begufei. Emalo, since those aren't mentioned explicitly in the pasuk about the parlam devar shel tzibur, we had to learn them out from a hekesh. You might have thought that maybe we don't learn those things, and therefore kamashmalan. Therefore, we needed that pasuk to have an additional hekesh. So now, in answer to Tariq's question, oh, you can have two hekeshim to make sure that you know you're covering everything, because you might have thought right that you might have thought you're only covering. I was going to say all your bases, but it's not exactly all your bases here. It's saying one is covering, or just so you don't make a mistake and think that one is only covering part of it, we have the second one to say it's also covering additional things that aren't mentioned explicitly in the text there. Okay. Now we're going back to, we're going back to the original drasha, that lapar is paravadat yom kippurim. Okay, where again, like I said, we had two options, either Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak haza o makvot, or Rav Papa saying, et bedam and tefillah are learned also to paravadat yom kippurim. Amar le Rav Huna bered Rav Natan le Rav Papa. V'hatana par yom kippurim. Okay, now, let's just go back for 1 minute. Let's repeat one more thing. Review one more thing. We said there, so we have Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak and we have Rav Papa. Rav Papa said et bedam and tefillah, and what did we say? We proved, this is why I started back there today, at the beginning of the, we reviewed, because it said there, we're going to bring a braita to prove Rav Papa. And what braita did we bring to prove Rav Papa? We brought Divrei Rebbe, who said, Mata v'lomar lapar, l'rabo par yom kippurim, l'chol masha amor binyan. We said, l'chol masha amor binyan must be et bedam and tefillah, and not the hazaot. So now they're going to question that. They're going to say, v'hatana par yom kippurim, l'chol masha amor binyan ka'amar. Meaning, doesn't it sound like it's also including the hazaot? And according to Rav Papa, you didn't need it for the hazaot. You learned that elsewhere, and you should have, right? That was obvious. And what you really need it for is epidam and tefillah. And we tried to prove from Rebbe, who said l'chom Hashem Ar Binyan, but l'chom Hashem Ar Binyan might also include the hazaot, which means it doesn't prove Rav Papa. So what are they? Answer, Tanaihi, it's a machloket Tanaim. Tana debe Rav mirabe hachi. And Tana debe Rabbi Yishmael, lo mirabe hachi. Okay, we're going to say that debe Rav learns that it's et vidam in tefillah, and there's not ikuv matanot. It doesn't refer to ikuv, that the matanot are machvot. But the Tana debe Rabbi Yishmael, where we saw this braita, which says in the name of Rabbi, the assumption is that this braita, since Rabbi Yishmael's opinion was in there, there were standard mishnayot, which weren't Rabbi Yishmael, and then there were braitot, and then there was the braitot of Rabbi Yishmael. And this was obviously said in the school of Rabbi Yishmael, because Rabbi Yishmael is mentioned there, even though Rebbe disagrees with him, but it was Rebbe viewed through the school of Rabbi Yishmael. And there, they held that it included, because l'chom Hashem or binyan sounds like everything. Okay? And therefore, this braita, in fact, does improve Rav Papa. But we're going to say there's other braitot that do. Okay? There's the Tana Debe Rav and the Tana Debe Rabbi Yishmael. The Tana Debe Rav proves him, but the Tana Debe Rabbi Yishmael doesn't, because they think actually it's everything. Tana Debe Rabbi Yishmael mipnei ma. Okay, so now we're going to have a Tana Debe Rabbi Yishmael mipnei ma ne'emru yoteret u'shtei klayot bepar kohen Mashiach velo ne'emra bepar elim davar shel tzibur. So now we have another question, which is, assuming we already learned that the Yoteret HaKaveh, we're going to learn from, right? We're going to say, right? If we go with the other drasha, Lapar comes to say, Zet Parlam Devar Shel Tzibur, and it's including the Yoteret and the Shtei Klayot. So why is the Yoteret and Shtei Klayot mentioned by the Par Kohen HaMashiach, and it's not mentioned by Par Helim Devar Shel Tzibur? So now they're going to answer with a Mashal. Mashal Melech Basar Vadam, Sheza'am Alohavo. Okay, it's like a king who gets very angry at someone he's very close with. He wanted to talk less about how bad it was because he loves the person. Okay, he didn't reprimand him so much. He tried to talk succinctly so that he wouldn't say too much. So now we're going to say that's why the Paralim Devar Shel Tzibur is very serious. Because what happened? the whole nation, basically, or the majority of the nation, made a mistake and did something wrong. So when it comes to that section, God wants to basically speak less, say less. Less is more, right? Less is better. Better to say less, because he doesn't want to talk so badly about his people. V'tana debei Rabbi Yishmael, another thing is asked. Mipnei ma ne'emra parochet ha-kodesh b'par kohen ha-mashiach, v'lo ne'emar b'par halim davar shel tzibur. Okay, where is this? The pasuk says in Vayikra Dalet Vav, v'tabal ha-kohen et etzba'o badam, v'yizam et adam sheva pavim lefnei Hashem, el p'nei parochet ha-kodesh. Now the same pasuk, I don't remember if it's the exact same words, but very, very similar, appears. And it says, Lefnei Hashem opnei ha-parochet. It doesn't say parochet ha-kodesh, it just calls it parochet. So why, by par halim devar shel tzibur, does it not say the word ha-kodesh, parochet ha-kodesh? And by par kohen ha-mashiach it does. Again, mashal ha-melech basar v'adam, shesarcha la-medina, okay, that the whole nation goes against him. Im yuta sarcha, if a minority of the people go against him, sarcha pamal yashalom. Im yuto sarcha, pamal yashalom et kayemet. His people, like his close advisors, still stay with him. But im rubas sarcha, ein pamal yashalom et kayemet. But if most of the people go against him, then already his closest advisors, even if they didn't go against him, the king basically gets rid of them because he says, obviously there's something very wrong here. If the majority of the people are going against me. So therefore, what are we saying? God takes away the word kodesh. It's like, that's his pamalia, his people, right? Or like the kodesh, his close people. So he only calls it the parochet at that point because he's so upset that the people have all gone against him. Okay, now we're back to our Mishnah. Okay, back to the Mishnah. Okay, I forget where the Mishnah was, what page. We've got to go back to the back. Okay, Lamed Vav Amud Bet. The Mishnah had said, okay, we had the Machlokah Beit Shammai Beit Hillel about the Chatat, right? Do you need a minimum of two, or do you need only a minimum of one? Then we talked about the Kol HaNitanim HaMizbeach HaPnimi. That's what we've been dealing with, all these Pnimi ones. Shimchisar Achat Mikol Min HaMatanot Ki'ilu Lo Kiper. Right? It's as if you did nothing. And that was why we had to have all these drashot about the Hazaot being Ma'akev in all those cases. We saw the drashot, how we get to the Ma'akev in all the cases. That was all the Hekeshim. And all the different opinions about how we learn it. Lefichach, and then we have this Lefichach, which we're going to deal with now. Therefore, Natan kulan kitiknam be'echad shelo kitikna psula ve'en bo karet. What do we assume that means? Today we're going to see maybe possible different interpretations. If you did them all correctly, but one of them you did not correctly, meaning you had a pigo machshava, you said, I'm going to do this, I'm going to eat it, let's say, chutz lizmano, it's psula ve'en bo karet. You don't get karet. And why do we say you don't get karet? Because ein mefaglim b'chatzi matir. Remember, since you need all the matanot together are viewed as one whole, and if you mess up in part of them, that's not considered pigud. You have to mess up in all four matanot. You have to have the wrong machshava in order to actually get karet. It's enough to disqualify, but not enough to get karet. So now we're going to compare this. We've compared a bunch of times to the mincha. And we said that in the mincha, there's four avodot that correspond to our four avodot. And then again, you would say, in the major four avodot, if you have a pigo machshava, it messes it up, right? So what are the avodot? Kmitza, where you take you put your finger in the solet mixture, you put your middle fingers in and you take out a little bit. Then you put it in a kli sharet, that's like Kabbalah. Then you walk it to the mizbeach, the holacha, and then you burn. But what do you burn? Now, until now, we've only been talking about the solet mixture. When you burn it on the mizbeach, you burn both the kmitza, part that you took that you put in the kli sharet, and you burn the livona, the frankincense. So now, I'm going to have a mishnah that talks about what if you were pigel in only one, within the avodah paktara, only one of them, either the mincha or the kometz, we'll see. Tanan hatam.
You don't eat the livona.
You don't eat it, but you burn it. All these things get burnt on the mizbeach.
I know, but pigel is only with eating, isn't it?
No, you can have a machshava that you're going to, right, so what would your machshava be when you're doing it? Right,
but it's for the future.
Right, it's for the future, so what would you have to say? You would have to have a pigul, maybe that you're going to leave it over. No, it is karet, right, it's a good question. What's your pigul machshava here? You're going to have a machshava that you're going to maybe not burn the whole thing and leave a chutz l'zmana or something. And as you'd have to eat, you'd have to say, I'm going to burn a chutz l'zmana, even though you're burning it right now. That would be weird. That's a good question.
It says the burning of the poster comments and l'zmana permits consumption, so maybe if you...
Oh, right, then you're going to eat the mincha. Right, that's what it is. Right. Just like any haktara. Anytime you're burning something, you have a machshava that you're going to eat the rest of it. As the part that you can eat, you're going to eat chutz. Right, that's what it is. Okay, thank you. Okay, so now, the Mishnah Menachah goes like this. Pigel bach komets velo belivona, or belivona velo bachomets, Rabbi Meir Omer, pigul v'chayavin alav karet. Rabbi Meir says, this is pigul. Okay, which seems like there is pigul v'chatzi matir, right? Which goes against what we saw in our Mishnah. The Chachamim omrim, ein bo karet ad shipagel b'kol ha-matir. So especially the way Chachamim says it, it sounds like the machloket is, are you mefagel b'kol, right, b'chatzi matir, or is it only the whole matir? Remember, what does it mean a matir? It means an act that works to be matir the next stage. This is giving you matir, you'd eat the rest of the mincha, the part that you're allowed to eat. And then, right, or the korban, the mincha is brought, no, I guess just the mincha itself. And then we're going to say, so according to Chachamim, since it's only part of it, right, you did only the levona or only the komets, therefore it's not pigul that you get karet for. But Rabbi Meir says it is. So Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, lo tema tamad Rabbi Meir, the kasavar mefaglim b'chatzim matir. Don't think that that's his reason, like we thought. It's not that Rabbi Meir holds, we do pigul b'chatzi matir, and that's why you get karet. It's for a different reason. Elahacha b'mayaskinam, what's the case in the Mishnah Menachot? Kigon shenatan et ha-komets b'machshava, v'halevona b'shtika. You did the komets with a machshava. First you did the komets, and you said, I'm doing this with intent to eat it, eat the mincha later. Right? Chutz l'zmana, tomorrow. Or whenever. V'halevona b'shtika. And then you burn the next thing, and you just don't say anything. Now, if you don't say anything, what's the issue? Are you intending to continue your wrong machshava? Or does shtika assume you're doing it the right way? And therefore, it's a chatzi matir, right? So what does Rabbi Meir hold? Kasavar, kol ha'osel, da'at rishona hu'oseh. If you do the first one in the wrong machshava, and the second one b'shtika, that just means you're continuing your machshava that you had in the first act, because this is all one act. And therefore, that's the reason. It has nothing to do with a chatzi matir. We're assuming you were mefagel here, but kol ha'matir. Okay? That's his case. Now, what's his proof for this? He's going to prove it from our Mishnah. Mimai. Midekatane, as it says in our Mishnah, lefichach im natan kulan ketiknan, ve'achat shelo ketikna pasul ve'em bo karet. What can you infer from here? How did they write it here? The first one you did ketiknan, right? And then, or let's say one, two, and three, and then you did one, or it doesn't matter which one, as long as the first one was kitiknan, and then you did she'ena kitiknan. And what does the Mishnah say? Right? Pasul, right? Does it say pasul? Right? It says pasul, right? But ve'ein bo karet. So what's the assumption, ve'ein bo karet? That it's only because you did it in this order. You started with kitiknan, and then you went to she'ena kitiknan. Okay? But ha achat shelo kitikna, but if you started out with the shelo kitikna, bikulan kitiknan, and the rest you did the right way, which just means silently, it would be pigul and you would get karet. Okay? And who does that match? Right? Ha mane ilema rabanan. It can't be rabanan because ha amre rabanan, e mefaglim b'chatzi matir. Rabanan made it clear you have to be mefagel all the way. Ella Rabbi Meir, it must be Rabbi Meir. The itama de Rabbi Meir, mishum de mefaglim b'chatzi matir, who? Afilu kitikatane namilav. Mishum de kasavra kolosel dar rishona oseh. If you want to say that Rabbi Meir's reason is mefaglim b'chatzi matir, well then, look at the Mishnah again. What did the case in the Mishnah say? The Mishnah gave two cases. It said, if it was the aim of faglim b'chatzi matir, if it's mefaglim b'chatzi matir, Who afilu kitikatane nami, who afilu kitikatane nami lav mishum dekasavar kolose al dar rishona huose. In other words, even the first case should be pigul, because if we say, sorry, if he says, no, sorry, one second. If he says, oh, sorry. That's why I got confused. If he says that you're mefagel b'chatzi matir, then the case in the Mishnah itself should be pigul. That's obvious, right? If you start at kitignan and one she'enach kitignan, and the reason it is, again, what's the assumption here? Since it's kitignan and then it's enach kitignan, it's pasul v'en bokare. So come and they derive what? If you did shelo kitignan, right?
To start,
right? And then you did kitignan, it would be pigul, right? You would get karet. And the reason would be because we must hold like Rabbi Meir. And if you hold that Rabbi Meir says, and it can't be Rabbi Meir, well then the first one also should be, you know, if his reason for the inference is that it's pigul and you get, and the reason you get karet is not because we go by da'at rishona, but it's because we go by chatzi matir is enough to make it pigul, well then the original case should have also been pigul because it's also chatzi matir. And therefore, the only way to explain this Mishnah at this point is according to Rabbi Meir and to say that it's kol avsal da'at rishona huoseh. Okay, that's assuming that you make this inference, right? That's a big assumption. To jump here to make the inference, but that's what they're assuming.
Because it's not actually what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah doesn't say anything.
Right. So the Mishnah says if you did it all of them kitiknan, and then you did one she'ena kitiknan, it's pasul ve'en bo karet. So they're making a jump to say that the reverse, right, the inverse would be the inverse halacha also.
The Mishnah also doesn't clarify the order.
Right, it doesn't clarify the order. They're assuming that it specifically says in this order for a reason. And you can argue with that. Okay? That's why we're going to have different interpretations here. But therefore, they're assuming this Mishnah can only match Rabbi Meir, because Chachamim would certainly not think that this is Pigul. And it would only match Rabbi Meir if you hold that it's not Mifaglim B'chatzi Matir, it's really a Mifaglim B'chatzi Matir, but we do it by whatever your first thought was. And if your first thought was Shalom Ketiknan, then the rest you did B'shtika, we're going to consider them all the same. Amar Rabbi Shmuel bar Yitzchak, le'olam Rabbanan hi. No, you can actually explain our Mishnah as all Rabbanan. Okay? As just Rabbanan. Umay kitiknan. Kitiknan, he explains, is totally different. Kitiknan means kitiknan lepigul. If you had a good pigul machshava, and then you had a machshava that was not pigul, not a good pigul machshava, meaning a regular machshava, right? He flips it. And he says, kitiknan is pigul. Lo kitiknan is not pigul. Okay, which seems quite odd. Why would you say that kitiknan means like a good, legitimate pigul thought? Okay, that's what it means. Okay, so then the Gemara is obviously going to question this and say, right, and then at least you could say it's clear that the halacha is we don't go by da'at rishona, because the first one was pigul, the second one wasn't, and that would be rabbanan. V'hami dekatane lepichach im natan kulan kitiknan ve'achat shelo kitiknan pasul ve'im bo karet. The whole Lashon sounds like if you did it like this, it's pasul, there's no karet, but it sounds like kitikun would be lahakshir, right? Meaning it's a good thing, kitiknan, not like he says. So that's a weird answer. Rava has a different answer. Amar Rava, my shelo kitikna chutz limkomo. Ah, we're going to say like this. Kitikna is pigul chutz mizmano, because that's a real pigul that gets you karet. And shelo kitikna is chutz limkomo. And what we're saying is if you mix a chutz mizmano and a chutz limkomo within one avodah, we're going to consider that eruv machshavot, go back a bunch of dapim, right? If you have both of those machshavot, and it's not just the chutz mizmano that passes it, you're going to end up without a karet situation. So he views shelo kitikna as not a perfect pigul machshava, and therefore it's chutz limkomo. In other words, what's the advantage of this over the previous one? The previous one was saying that shelo kitikna is good, and that can't possibly be. Here they're going to say shelo kitikna is a bad machshava, but it's a bad machshava that fixes things in this case. It makes it not a pigul case, not a case of karet. Rav Ashi amar shelo lishmo. Okay, Rav Ashi suggests it's not chutz limkomo, it's machshava shelo lishmo in the cases where it disqualifies it, like the chatat and the pesach shelo b'zman, the pesach b'zmano. Okay, so those are two possible other answers. Michlal dechilo avid hachi dechilo avid lachutzim kamo v'shelo lishmo mechayev. So now you're going to say it sounds like you would be inferring that what? If he didn't do chutzlim kamo or shalo lishmo, then it would be pasul v'yesh bo karet. So what do they say? I did the tana resha pigul v'chayavin alav karet, tana nami seifa pasul v'ein bo karet. You don't need to infer that. You don't need to infer that if you just had pigul. In other words, they want to say if it meant kitiknan is regular pigul, shalo chutzlim mano, and she'ena kitiknan is chutzlim kamo or shelo lishmo, then what would you have thought? You'd infer this case is pasul ve'ein bo karet. Why does it say ve'ein bo karet? To infer that what? Again, you can make an inference that if it was just pigul in one of these cases, it would be pasul ve'yesh bo karet in one of the presentations, and that goes against what we were saying. Chachamim said what? Ein faglim b'chatzi matir, and if you just had pigul in one of them, it would, right? You wouldn't get karet. So they're saying no. Don't infer that. The reason why it said pasul ve'ein bo karet was because, okay, we'll read it again. I de detana resha pigul v'chayavim alav karet. Earlier in the Mishnah, it gave a case where it was pigul and there's no karet. Therefore, right? And the red pigul, tana nami sefa pasul ve'ein bo karet, but not because they want to infer that in a third, right, in an additional case, you would get karet if it was just pigul in one of the machshavot and not in one of the prison matanot and not in the others. No, no, no. The reason it said pasul ve'ein bo karet is to foil it with the earlier case where it said pasul ve'yesh bo karet, and therefore don't infer from this anything additional. So we had two possibilities. We have Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, who said that we can prove that Rabbi Meir holds that we go by your first thought. If you do one thought, pigul, and the next presentation, you just bishtika, we're going to view that as all one mahalach. We tried to prove it from the Mishnah, saying what we can infer from the Mishnah would be this basic shita of Rabbi Meir, but came the other side and said, not necessarily. You could explain this Mishnah according to Chachamim in a bunch of different ways by saying that kitiknan and lo kitiknan is not what we call pigul and not pigul. It's either flipped, it's not pigul pigul, it's the opposite, or it's pigul and chutz and komo, or pigul and chutz and lo lishmo. Okay, and then that would not prove anything, and then you can infer from that that if it was just pigul, it would be a problem, and therefore you can read chachamim shita into there, and therefore you wouldn't have a proof for Rabbi Meir, for Rish Lakish's explanation of Rabbi Meir. But still, he could say what he says. You know, it doesn't mean it's just he doesn't have a good proof.